That's because networks are great levelers. They dissolve barriers to entry. They neutralize traditional assets like physical stores and branches. Networks dissolve the boundaries within and between companies, countries, continents, and time zones. It's not hyperbole to say that the network is quickly emerging as the largest, most dynamic, restless, sleepless marketplace of goods, services, and ideas the world has ever seen. And naturally, this comes with very profound implications. For one thing, there are already time-honored processes that govern the way things work in the world. The way we buy and sell, the way we distribute things, the way we teach, and the way we interact with each other. But I will tell you that nearly every one of those conventions is being challenged by the network world. Let me cite a few examples drawing on what we at IBM have learned from helping thousands of customers in the last year come to the net. New competitors can come out of nowhere, overnight, and not just from within your industry. One of the most contentious, fast-moving, and bare-knuckled battles waged today is, believe it or not, in book selling.